Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
I went to the grocery store one evening after a stressful day at work. All I wanted to do was go straight home, crack open a cold one, and munch on some Pringles for a snack. As soon as I entered the chip aisle, I saw a strange man standing in front of the Pringles. Even from a distance, I instantly knew something was off about him. He was wearing dress pants and a dress shirt with a tie, but it looked like he'd taken them off a body from the cemetery. His demeanor was deeply off-putting. He stared at the Pringles like he was in a trance, and every few seconds he would twitch and fidget. I thought he was on something, so I knew he could be dangerous if I got too close. For a moment, I considered just grabbing the Tostitos next to me and getting the hell out of there. But I didn't want some crackhead to keep me from getting the chips I wanted. I started pushing my cart toward him at a gradual pace so I didn't startle him. When I got within about 15 feet of him, he noticed me and finally looked away from the Pringles to stare me down with the eyes of a crazed freak. I tried to play it cool and kept inching forward to get what I wanted. When I was finally an arm's length of a can, the psycho suddenly grabbed every single one on the shelf and slammed them into his cart all at once. After he swept every single can of Pringles away, there was only one left on the shelf. I slowly reached for the can, preparing myself for the inevitable freakout when I touched it. But to my surprise, he didn't react. Instead, he just cracked a smile and started laughing like a psycho.
So this was all some kind of joke to you? Real funny, man. Grow up and do some laundry.
I stormed off, thinking that it all had to be some kind of prank. I got in line for checkout, and by the time I was rolling my cart out the door, I wasn't even thinking about it. However, nothing could have prepared me for what happened next.
Oh man, I can't wait to get home. What a day. I don't want to do anything this weekend except get sloshed and pound some Pringles down my esophagus. Pause. You have got to be kidding me. Out of the whole parking lot, he had to park next to my car? No way. I am not loading my groceries next to that freak. Just gonna move my car over there and not interact with this weirdo in any way whatsoever. What the hell are you doing? Are you insane? Hey! That's my car you're taking a shit next to! Go dump some logs in Dubai or with the two girls from One Cup video, you idiot! Thank God. Are you done? Can you leave me alone now? You know that store had actual bathrooms you could use instead of my car and a Pringles can! No. What are you doing? You can't have more! Dear God. It reeks! Why in the hell are you doing this? You animal! Is anyone else seeing this? Am I going insane? Hello? There's a man taking a giant shit in a Pringles can next to my car! You sick freak! I get it now, it's all a big joke to you! No, you did not just... Oh,
Please stop! Oh God, it's in my mouth! Somebody help me!
I eventually found my footing and ran away, but since that day, I can still smell and taste what was in those cans. I can still feel the impact, the sheer weight, and the disgusting texture of his shit on my face. No amount of therapy will ever make me forget that. When the cops were called and that psycho was arrested, he turned out to be a lawyer who had some kind of mental breakdown. He said he was just blowing off steam, but all I saw was him blowing big turds. All I know is that I'll never be able to look at a can of Pringles the same way again. This story was inspired by a bizarre case regarding a male attorney named Jack Allen Blakesley, who got suspended for at least 6 months after tossing a poop-filled Pringles can into the parking lot of a victim advocacy center. Blakesley admitted during a disciplinary hearing that he threw the can from his car into the parking lot at least 10 times to quote-unquote blow off steam. Blakesley claimed that he was not targeting anyone, but had a habit of defecating in Pringles cans. He later pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges of disorderly conduct and littering.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Man, I fell asleep watching Horror Shorts Party again. No wonder my dreams were so crazy. Seen this one already. This shit still gives me the creeps. Mom? Are you home? Dang it. Where is she? She should be home by now.
What the?
Jeez. That's what I get for watching scary stories all night. Hey, Mom. Are you on your way home yet?
No, honey. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna be late.
What? Why?
The health department is making us all stick around to clean the machines.
But isn't that dangerous? They should get someone else to do it.
Don't worry, it'll be fine. Everything's off, so there's no chance of anyone getting hurt.
All right, fine. Just be careful, okay?
I will. And it won't take long, I promise. Did you see the dinner I left on the counter?
No.
Well, it should hold you over for the night. Anyway, I gotta go now. My supervisor's back on the...
Mom? Come on, really? Whatever. What the hell is this shit? A can of Pringles for dinner again? Damn brat couldn't even get McDonald's, or at the very least, an OnlyFans account to feed me a decent meal for once.
Huh? What the? What's going on?
What the hell is going on here? Calm down. Be quiet. I'm your babysitter. Your mom sent me to take care of you while she's stuck at work. All right? So just shh. I'm gonna take my hand off your mouth now. Are you gonna be a good boy? That's it. And guess what? I brought dinner. Come follow me.
I was just having Pringles as a snack. Shouldn't I have something else for dinner?
These aren't just any regular Pringles. This variety is much more full-bodied. Now grab some plates and have a seat.
Okay. These are just regular Pringles.
What do you know about Pringles? I'm the goddamn Pringles man! Now eat your dinner! Do you have any clue about the craftsmanship that goes into each Pringle? The shape of the can, the shape of the crisp. Do you even know what a hyperbolic paraboloid is? That's what I thought. Now eat faster. You're gonna down the whole can now. That's a good boy. Your mom's gonna be so proud when I tell her how much you loved your dinner. How was it? Did you enjoy it?
It had good flavor.
That mystery flavor you were tasting. Since you enjoyed it so much, I have a special treat for you.
What? What is it?
One more chip.
But I'm so full already.
Shut up! Just think of it like one of those stupid one-chip challenges, you little idiots, like on TikTok. Now, what do you say? Do you want the chip?
Sure. What the? Why does it look like a face?
Isn't it obvious? That face should look familiar to you. You just saw it on the phone a few minutes ago.
No, I don't believe you. This is some kind of trick. Nobody would ever do that to another person.
It's no joke. I turn your mom's smoking hot body into a batch of Pringles.
And you've been stuffing your face with her the whole time.
No, you monster. How could you do that to my mom?
She was delicious, wasn't she?
Get away from me, you psycho!
Eat it! Eat it better than your deadbeat dad! Do it or I'll fry you up in the same oil!
This story was inspired by a horrific incident revolving around a young woman suffered an agonizing fatality after she fell into an industrial potato chipper at work. The victim was a 24-year-old woman named Rafaela Alves dos Santos. According to reports, she fell onto the conveyor belt that carried potatoes to be chopped into chips and was crushed by the engine mount. Moments before the accident, she had been separating potatoes from organic matter on the conveyor belt. The potatoes were destined to be turned into Pringles and other various branded chips for supermarkets. A co-worker who was stood beside her at the time told how the belt was switched off, but suddenly turned on automatically, carrying Rafaela at speed towards the engine mount. The investigation into her death has since been ongoing.
This all happened a few years ago. Back then, my life looked a lot different. I was 31 years old, but I was still single and still lived with my parents in Cleveland, Ohio. Needless to say, things weren't going too well for me. I figured that my life would get a lot better if I could just meet a girl and fall in love, but I hadn't had much luck with that over the years. I used to go to this bar every Friday night after work in the hopes of meeting someone, but I never did. Usually, after I had struck out a couple of times with different women.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I would find myself getting shit-faced off of beers and Pringle chips that I would buy from the bar. So, that's where I happened to be when it happened. This one Friday night, I got brutally rejected by this especially attractive woman. I was already feeling really shitty about myself that night too. I went at the beers hard after that, even harder than usual. I got so shit-faced that night that I found myself struggling to get out of the door a few hours later. I grabbed my Pringle chips and stumbled outside, trying not to pass out. I hadn't been that drunk in a long time. I even collapsed a couple of times as I attempted to take a few steps away from the bar. After the second or third time of falling over, I got up and vomited right in the middle of the sidewalk. That seemed to trigger something inside of me, because the next thing I knew, I was vomiting everywhere. I couldn't stop. It was horrible. That went on for several more minutes, but I was finally able to stop and continue on my way. I tried to walk a little more, but I eventually realized that there was no way that I was going to make it home on my own. So I sat down on a bench and tried to dial Uber. I was still so shit-faced that I could barely hit the numbers on my phone. As I tried to figure it out, I ate some more Pringles, hoping that it would sober me up a bit. I had just managed to actually call an Uber to come pick me up when, out of nowhere, the scariest looking man climbed out from behind a dumpster next to me. He looked freaky as hell. In the state I was in, I couldn't tell if he was a homeless man or a zombie, but he really creeped me out either way. He could have been a crackhead by the way that he kept twitching and jerking around as he stood there. It was extremely unsettling. The guy looked like he didn't eat anything too. He was incredibly skinny and impoverished. He had probably been fishing for food behind the dumpster. I knew I was in trouble as soon as I saw him. I figured he was going to start harassing me for money or for my chips. I tried to ignore the man and just wait for my Uber. I really didn't want to get into any situation, especially since I was still very drunk. I made a point of looking the other way and avoiding eye contact, but I saw the man walk over to me out of my peripheral.
Hey, you. Could you spare some of those Pringles?
I gave my best effort to ignore him, but the man kept asking me for some chips.
Please? Just a couple? I'm starving, man.
The man was obviously trying to be polite, but he still looked extremely creepy the entire time he spoke to me. When I continued to ignore him, the man began to press me.
Oh, come on! You have a whole can right there! Just give me some! Just one! Give me one, you selfish little shit!
I figured that if I gave the guy one, then he would just press me for more, so I really didn't want to give him any. He wouldn't take the hint, though. I finally turned to him and told him to beat it.
I'm not giving you any of my chips. Just leave me the hell alone.
The man still wouldn't back off, though. He just kept asking me and asking me, getting louder and more obnoxious as he did it. I refused him again and again, but it didn't do any good. That's when the man started getting physical. Out of nowhere, he grabbed me by the collar and lifted me up. I felt totally defenseless too, as I was still extremely incoherent. I was in no state to get into a fight. As the guy held onto my collar, he looked at me with the creepiest look I have ever seen. He was obviously a total psycho.
Give me some Pringles, now!
I pushed and kicked at the man as hard as I could, but he was a lot stronger than he looked. Finally, I was able to break free and fell onto the ground. As I struggled to get back up, the man suddenly snapped completely and pulled out a knife. I was absolutely terrified. Then, I looked behind the man and saw my Uber arriving down the street. I began stumbling towards it, trying as hard as I could to get away, but the man was too fast. He came charging at me, holding the knife in the air.
This is what you get for not giving me Pringles!
No! No! No!
I woke up in the hospital a few hours later with bandages on my face. A nurse later told me that I narrowly survived an attack. Apparently, my Uber driver had seen the confrontation and was able to stop the attacker from any further inflicted damage he had already done to me. The police were later called and the psycho man was arrested shortly after. He was allegedly a convicted felon who had been known to cause trouble with patrons around that area before. Police say that I wasn't the first person he attacked. I've been traumatized by Pringle chips ever since that night. I haven't eaten another one because of the horrific memories it reminds me of. This story was inspired by a disturbing incident that happened in 2023. Police say detectives arrested a man in connection to a shooting caused by a dispute over Pringles potato chips. Police identified 42-year-old Melvin Wright as the man who took aim at another person in the face for refusing to share his Pringles chips. The incident took place around 9 p.m. on a Tuesday, right outside of a gentleman's club called Lusty Adventures in Akron, Ohio. Police say the victim took himself to the hospital after the incident. Officers later found the suspect with a firearm during the arrest that may have been used during the assault. Wright has since been charged and put behind bars.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.